This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I come a-walking down the San Joaquin, 3 mile an hour down the old Joaquin, like a cat can pass him up an awful lot of beetles walking, 3 mile an hour down the old Joaquin, 3 mile an hour down the old Joaquin. I went to Frisco, I made the scene, I come a-walking down the San Joaquin. Off, Daddy, if you can. And then the evening when the sun went down, I make a fire on the edge of town. They took my picture, give me a spread. Man, I was a ballin' and I'm knockin' them dead. Like 3 mile an hour down the old Joaquin, 3 mile an hour down the old Joaquin, 3 mile an hour down the old Joaquin. Like a cat can pass him up an awful lot of beetles walking.
Go, Daddy-o.
And every time I made a little town, You should have seen the monsters come around. You should have heard what they was putting down. America's youth, and like we're hungry for the sweet truth. See, you come a-walking down the San Joaquin, 3 miles an hour down the old Joaquin. Like a cat can pass him up, a awful lot of beetles walking. 3 miles an hour down the old Joaquin, 3 miles an hour down the old Joaquin, 3 miles an hour down the old Joaquin. Like a cat can pass him up, a awful lot of beetles walking. Beatles walking on the old San Joaquin. Make the scene to Dharma Land with Dharma Man.
Come with it. Soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
Thank you. Audio verite, after all. And you're kind of waiting for a place to break in when the mic's supposed to be on, and it's not. That's what you just heard. No Paul Simon sounds of silence. But it may fall victim. In fact, it likely will, to the cutting room floor soon. As we go live to hard drive in our game within a game, our show within a show, musical hopscotch, mental gymnastics, Oath Without Borders Radio. He's the mystery man. I'm Jumpin' JB. We are the co-conspirators of the Paleface Parable, as it's been renamed by Officer Stahl. And it's like, how'd you get parable out of parabola? Well, I get how you got it, but how'd you get that? And he didn't give me a good answer. So, we tease because we love, and he's a good man, most of the time. Aside from when I get 30 emails, 25 text messages, and 14 Facebook messages in a single day, it's like, uncle, Bob's your uncle, please, let me up, I've had enough. James Brown is what you're listening to now, from a 2-CD all-instrumental guide through his musical muse with a good band, and the track called Go On Now. And I work with a keyboard player, and he points out James' proficiency at some things in that track. And other things, I lost the booklet to this. I do like to read liner notes so I can sound like I know what I'm talking about. And I lost the booklet to this a while ago, this set a while ago, and have never recovered it. So look it up. We also heard James with a PSA for drug abuse, of which he decided, well, everybody else is doing it, I'm going to too, and jumped in feet first in the 1970s. But then again, I don't want to say no shame in that game, but most people in the entertainment business jumped in feet first in the 1980s to Peruvian marching powder. Then to close our opening salvo of the evening here on Free FM 89.0 from the North Island of New Zealand. Hamilton is our home base. And before I forget, let's give props and thanks to Ricardo for giving our team, which consists of the mystery man, and then there's the big guy who's incredibly patient with this whole process of getting up here to Studio A. 3D, Philby his own self, Mike the PD, Ricardo, our yearly fill-in man. Last week he did a show based around trio ensembles and played everything from Morphine to Bill Evans. It was stellar. So you passed the audition, Ricardo. You can come back next year should you decide to take up the gauntlet of the pale-faced parabola or parable. What else do you have in that set? Oh, yeah. The indecipherable Mark, a.k.a. Prince. And I think he had stopped writing that stupid thing on his forehead at this point. Recorded for Columbia Records, an album called Planet Earth in 2007, long past his halcyon days of moving as many units as Purple Rain. And from that album, we heard Resolution, which talked about war and what is it good for. And the answer is N-U-T-I-N, nut. This album released today in the year 2007 and stirred up a hornet's nest of aggravation in England because he gave away copies of it for free. And retailers are saying, hey, bub, except it was probably laden with expletives. But I got time for some of Prince's studio work. What's holding up the vault releases from live recordings on a monthly basis is supposedly this guy's got a gold toilet basement hideaway where you can store government papers that don't belong to you and the family's sitting on them. I don't know if they're sitting on the tapes, but they're not releasing them. Yeah, Jimmy, tighten up on the guitar so Macy will shut up. Prince with Resolution. Proceeding. How about if I bring these over here so I can actually see them? Madness. From their self-titled album, their biggest hit. It's the one with, at least stateside here, the one with It Must Be Love on it, on Geffen Records. It's a compilation disc, I think. I remember some things that were released in England from 1983. And the track called Madness is All in Your Mind. We'll send that one out to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, where I'm really glad that we're flexing our muscles in the Strait of Hormuz again, since that war was already solved and that strip of water was already solved, at least 8 times? Somebody was asking me about it at the record shop over the weekend, and I said, well, he wants to win the Nobel Peace Prize if he keeps stopping the war and then solving it again and cease firing it again. He's a candidate, right? Wrong. Eben Abez, I think that's how it's pronounced, A-H-B-E-Z apostrophe S, from the disc Dharmaland Performed and Arranged. And the piece called Dharma Man, from the late 1940s or early 1950s. It was after he wrote Nature's Boy, which is a huge hit, especially for Nat King Cole. This is one of those kitsch CDs that you use for talkovers on radio programs, except he talked over me on that particular piece. Eben Abez. Weird Al Yankovic with from the CD Polka Party and One of Those Days. I had friends who went to see Weird Al and that opening act, Pity Puddles, this past weekend here in New Jersey, down in Central Jersey. Weird Al, I gotta say, some of that stuff doesn't age well because it's period pieces, parodies of songs that were big in the day, but some of it is gosh darn funny. And those guys were crowing about the fact that they scored tickets for the bargain price of $50 a pop. And I couldn't even argue with them. That's a really great price in today's market. Snickering to myself, I saw Stevie Wonder opening up as the opening act for the Rolling Stones in 1972 at Madison Square Garden. $12.50. And people were yelling, "Bring me the neck of Mick Jagger," for charging that much. Began the show with Loudon Wainwright from his album produced by Richard Thompson and released in 1986, called More Love Songs, released on the Demon label out of England, and the track called Hard Day on the Planet, which will give you Weird Al song and this one an insight as to our Wednesday, July 15th, just crawling to Studio A to do this program. So you better listen, dagnabbit, because it was full of chaos. Nothing that blocked us from being here, and nothing that slowed down on our appointed mission of doing this program tonight. The Pale-Faced Parabola back after a week. We're heard here in the Free FM Music Zone live between 10 and midnight, and podcast all week long on a variety of places. Our social media page will reveal information about our show. And Porcupine Tree got the show proper at liftoff here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, our first quest of the evening. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. A lofty goal. Back to the music. And we'll give you information at the next couple of mic breaks. But for now, she turned 87 this past Friday. Bob Dylan wanted to marry her. Who knows how many souls she saved for the Lord when they went to play at churches. Admired by almost everybody. Not just because she's an elder statesman of soul and gospel music, but because she's been open to a lot of different music forms since she joined the Staples as a teenager in the late 1950s. We speak of Mavis Staples, and my goodness gracious, John, the album If All I Was Black, released in 2017 on the Anti label. Jeff Tweedy wrote most of the songs on this record, a co-write or two with Mavis herself. The material on here is just sensational. I listened to this disc as I was winding down from my New Jersey radio show on Friday nights, because you see, brethren, adrenaline flows when you do a 4.5 to 5 hour program. And when I get home, especially if 3D is busy with projects around the house, I slip up to the bedroom, turn on some discs, and crack open a book, catch up on my reading. And this was the candidate to listen to. Man, I've had this record for 9 years. What happened? How come I haven't listened to this more? This album's amazing. And so it is, and so it was. Free FM, 89.0. Accept no substitute.
I had a simple dream. My heart filled with hope. A little more and again than the past. And I may never know what broke those chains. If I don't pass it on, it won't last. Peaceful dream, peaceful dream, peaceful dream. Come and share my peaceful dream. Oh, I know I did complain, even on a sunny day. I know I moaned about some little things, but I kept my spirits up, set aside enough love to keep us dry when it rains. Peaceful dream, peaceful dream, peaceful dream. Come and share my peaceful dream. Oh, I had a heavy mind. Now I feel okay. I have more than I need to survive. I'll keep it here for you so we can make it through all the darkest days of our lives. Peaceful dream, peaceful dream, peaceful dream. Come and share my peaceful dream. I'll keep it here for you so we can make it through all the darkest days of our lives. Peaceful dream, peaceful dream, peaceful dream. Come and share my peaceful.
gently on a strain, bearing looks of frenzied madness, slowing down their beating. Middle class suburban children wearing costumes that reveal, blindly follow recent pipers with their mystical appeal. Oh, now
a new taste treat. The corn dog. Plump, juicy wieners are dipped in a thick, golden southern style corn batter that seals in all their freshness and flavor. If you like hot dogs, you'll love corn dogs. Everybody does. Try a corn dog with your favorite beverage at the refreshment corner now. Corn dog.
The music of Billy Joe Jones, who was a good friend of Lenny Bruce. In fact, I think they shared the same telephone number as for their dealer. Because in those days, people who hung around the Jazz Flame tended to get burned. But he was one of the drummers, along with Blakey, that you could count on to be called to a session if you needed somebody who could lay it down. Billy Joe certainly could. From the album Blues for Dracula, here on the occasion of his birthday, 91 and 6, 97 years young today. Nice band on this album, recorded in New York City, September 17, 1958, produced by Orrin Keepnews. He doesn't have the same breadth of a body of work as Rudy Van Gelder, but his name is on a lot of jazz albums. Well, the band on this includes Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on the 88s, and Jimmy Garrison in the engine room, along with Billy Joe on the traps. Tune Up is what we're listening to, as they do in the underscore. Billy Joe Jones and his band. Preceding that, The Byrds, from Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde, recorded for the Columbia label and released in 1969. This album's kind of freeze-dried, I've always thought. A couple of snappy numbers on it, including that one, King Apathy 3, from Roger Dodger and the rest of that one-shot deal band. I think by the time of the next album, he traded out new members except for Clarence White, who would have celebrated a birthday today, except that he died today. At the age of 29, the famous story where he was part of Bluegrass Heritage. And we have a Bluegrass show here in New Zealand on Free FM, our station, that's just phenomenal. Paul Trenwith, Back Porch Bluegrass, he knows this stuff. He knows about the legend of the Kentucky Colonels, who were the band that both Clarence and I think his dad, Roland White, were part of. And he was a tremendous guitar player. He had some tricky work going on in that track between him and McGuinn. King Apathy, number 3. From the album, and I like the title as much as I like anything on the record, Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde. Then there was John Fogerty. I think I bought this record when it came out in 2020, being completely in the tank for Creedence Clearwater Revival, as long as they breathe a breath. Tom Fogerty's gone, and I think Doug Clifford is too. Stu Cook still walks among us, as does Yash himself. And this is an album that he actually did with his kids, taught them the songs. It's okay. I like that version of Tombstone Shadow a decent amount. That's why we played it. It reminded me, it's like, yeah, it's not bad. And a pretty good version of Bill Withers' Lean On Me on this CD also. Proud Mary? Oof. Where's the gong show? Where's the gong show? Steve Miller Band, their first album from 1968, Capitol Records. A piece called Roll With It. This was the five-piece that included Boz Scaggs, Stevie Guitar Miller's buddy from Texas. The first side of it is trippy psychedelic stuff to fit in with the day. And then side two is once you get past Boz's song, which I love, Baby's Calling Me Home. And he does also wrote Stepping Stone on here. The other things are Gut Bucket, R&B. And even with the pale face singing them, works really well. And Boz Scaggs. I know some of his material is ultra slick, but the boy could sing and the boy could play. In fact, there's a number of outlets where Boz Scaggs blues with Dwayne Allman, Dwayne Skydog Allman, as he's billboarded on Boz Scaggs' first solo album, self-titled, from 1969, that's voted routinely the best white boy blues ever recorded. And it is pretty sensational, I'm here to tell you. It's one of those albums where one song is worth having it for, and you go to it when you come across it in your too large a collection and you're all sworn to secrecy if you see 3D on the street. I didn't say that, even though I did. And you're thinking, I can't give this record up. I'm tempted to resell it. It's got Loan Me a Dime on it. So stream Boz Scaggs, Loan Me a Dime. It's subtle. It's not flashy like Rory Gallagher or some of the modern blues players that are playing 1,000 notes a minute. But it's so good when Dwayne Allman takes off on the solo. Ooba dooba. Began the set with Mavis Staples and Peaceful World. Again from the album, one of the two, if I remember, that she collaborated with Jeff Tweedy on from Wilco. What a terrific record. Not that Mavis has made many bad ones. This, even for her, a cut above. And that gets us to where we've been as we end tonight. Your ears, Tomorrow the World, and get to the second part of our headlong into somewhere called We Cheat the Hangman. The Mystery Man will close the show tonight with his weekly surprise to both you and me. In retrospect, number 736 follows this program in the immediate with the best G-damn garage show on the air. Lights On of the Day. I know she's slick. I know she's mainstream. I brought a disc with me tonight of her music. Linda Ronstadt, 80 today. Sure, the ballads get you weeping for all the right reasons. When she cuts loose, as on Back in the USA with Chuck Berry, singing Chuck Berry's song. And I Can't Let Go. She's superb. Johnny Thunders of the New York Dolls. Amazing, he made 39, I think. Born today in 1952. Started with the New York Dolls. One of those guys, if you look closely, can't help it. On the first New York Dolls album, looks like he stuffed a plumber's pipe down his pants and they took his picture. He was one of those sloppy, good guitar players and very influential to a number of people. Backstory, when I co-owned a record label in the 1990s, we had a group that I liked a lot. Not sure my partner did. Called Sonny Bean. And their guitar player loved Johnny Thunders and played like him. And when they went to sign a contract with us, the first band to ever do so, because we worked on Handshakes before that, which is one of the reasons we went out of business in the year 2000. The guitar player came to the signing, and he was so drunk he couldn't even pick up the pen. He said, you know, fellas, we work in the music business, so this isn't a story that's ever been told before. What the hell is he thinking about? Got off to a bad start there. Then there was Rocky Erickson from the 13th Floor Elevators, born today in 1947. Rocky got popped in Texas in 1966 or 7. And the cure for the day for marijuana smoking in certain states here in America was electroshock. And Rocky never came back. 13th Floor Elevators had a really evil sound. And if I can get to it, I'll play something for you to prove it. Peter Banks, he was in and on the first two albums by Yes, a jazzier guitar player than Steve Howe. And I liked his sound a lot. He was on the self-titled first album with the brilliant cover of The Birds I See You, David Crosby song. And then he was also on Time and a Word, left over some kind of dispute, and never came back. Peter Banks. Peter Lewis in The Attack of the Killer Peters. Born today in 1945, he one of the not one, not two, but three guitar players in Moby Grape. And I know I've said this, maybe even on last week's show. Moby Grape, a friend of mine saw them live in Greenwich Village in the city in the late 1960s and said they were the best band he ever saw. And I believe it. I've heard live tapes from Moby Grape. It's not like one of those things like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, where you hear their studio records and think, oh, these guys are really good. They, you know, they're so tight and wonderful. And then you heard live albums by them, and it's like, oh. Not the case in Moby Grape's case. And I've got, believe me, I've got three sleeves of CDs at home of the Crosby, Stills, the Cash While It's Young family tree. So I like them. I love them. But they had their flaws, just like all the rest of us who put our socks on the wrong feet when we wake up in the morning. Millie Jackson, she a female, for lack of a better word, rap artist who talked dirty and talked sexually. And I thought it was a really entertaining listen. Born today in 1944, still with us, 82 tonight, Millie Jackson. Made a number of records. Her and Denise LaSalle, very frank about what a woman wants and what a woman needs. Gregory Isaac, the Jamaican king of lovers rock. Keith Richards, a big fan. Born today in 1951. We got his music here too. Dag Nabbit. Trevor Horn of both the Buggles and also Yes. In fact, I think he still works with the band. In fact, I think he's on the new record, Aurora, which isn't as bad as you might think. And Billy Joe Jones, born today in 1923, 103 years young. Albums released today in music history, Weird Al's Mandatory Fun. We decree it thus because that's what we try and approach that runway here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. Also, the Waterboys' first record released tonight in 1983. The Hold Steadies, Stay Positive, released today in 2008. Brain Food of the Day in the music business, 2016. Alice Cooper ran for president. His platform, he was adding Lemmy Kilmister to our Mount Rushmore here in America. Well, he wouldn't qualify since he was English. But I still chortled when I saw that. And I thought, Alice, you're welcome. Run in 2028, please. Against whoever runs on either of the two parties, because I've had it with both of them. Especially the goofballs on parade that is the Republicans instead of the GOP. The grand old party. Yeah, sure. 2009, Paul McCartney played live at the Ed Sullivan Theater on the Letterman Late Show. It was the first time in 45 years since he had played there with, you guessed it, Pete Seeger. Learned Guantanamera today in 1962 and wound up recording it. I like the idea of Pete Seeger more than I like listening to his records. Kind of like Joan Baez, wonderful woman. Pete Seeger, wonderful man. I just find her voices and her approach tedious. And they're both great. I know. 1986, on Columbia Records, they dropped Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, from their label after 28 years of hit making, because they didn't think that country radio would play Johnny Cash music anymore. And you know what? They were right. But still, what bogosity. The Stones today in 1978, that would be the Rolling Stones, 1978, the album Some Girls was number one in the country. I had to LOL again over the weekend when I saw a review of the new album, Foreign Tongues, which I just got about 3 hours ago tonight. And the review said, best album they've made in 48 years. And I'm thinking, 48 years? Some Girls, which is acknowledged as their last great record. Until now, I can't wait to hear this record and see if it's worth the hype. Ray Davies, suicidal and drunk, on the stage in England, left 10 minutes into the set and checked himself into a local hospital to dry out. Rejoined the band in a week on tour. Elton John, number one with Honky Chateau. That's a pretty good record, isn't it? I struggle with Elton, but I have to acknowledge his high points. 1968, the Fabs, there they are again, opened Apple Boutique Corporate at 3 Seville Road in England. And boy, did they pay for that. Wound up giving away all their goods out of the boutique. And that was, if they were looking to lose tax dollars, hide tax dollars, because England taxed entertainers so high, at that point they succeeded royally because they lost a boatload of money on that label and with their goods. More Beatles news. 1958, on July 15th, Julia Lennon was killed by an off-duty police officer in 1958, you can't make it up. And it messed John Lennon up forever and ever. 1965, the top three singles in the United States of America. Not bad. In fact, really great. The Byrds were number three with their version of Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man. No contest if you're A-B-ing it against William Shatner's. Number two is the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. What a great song. And number one, the Rolling Stones, there they are again, with Satisfaction. The number one hit in the country today in 1965. What a concert. 1978, 200,000 people attended this show, and I can see why. Graham Parker and The Rumor, Joan Armatrading, Eric Clapton, and Bob Dylan. Now, yeah, this point you're saying, oh my God. But then, that was a really good concert. 1989, Pink Floyd, totally free concert in Italy. 200,000 there as well. It was the year of... Or the decade of 200,000. 1964. I remember hearing this at Bill Barker's downstairs man cave on the stereo, the 45 of Roy Orbison singing Oh Pretty Woman. Man, I was precious pup. I just floated up in the air with happiness. I couldn't believe that opening drum beat and the way he charged through that song. Still spectacular. ...1989... talk about people having too much power over your life. MTV, which was looking for content until it got a little edgier, banned Neil Young's This Note's For You because it hit too close to home. And finally, 1987, Boy George was banned from British TV. What the heck's going on here? Because he was a bad influence. If you had to ban every musician or entertainer for being a bad influence, it'd be blank screens and John Cage music. Bring Out Your Dead, Ahmet's Brother, and Shuey Erdogan passed today at the age of 71 in 1989. Bill Justice, 1982, at the age of 55. He was the guy who wrote and performed the song Raunchy. Told you about Clarence White before. And Will Bradley of the trio did the original version of Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar. And also did the original of Down the Road a Piece. That's Brain Food here for this July 15th, 2026. The pale-faced parabola or parable makes no never mind as long as you listen. To spread the happiness even further, like soft butter. Dirty Reggae from California, from their new album, which is called Super Atomic, the best damn reggae band of the seven seas, the Agrolites.
just try to do the things good to me. Cause what is to be get to be. So if you wanna be my number one, tell me. If you wanna be my number one, let me know your future plan. Won't you, sister? I heard you said to me,
going too fast?
Oh, it's not the speed really so much. I just wish I hadn't drunk all that cough syrup this morning, you know?
Oh!
Well, this show is art for art's sake, which describes the volunteer radio host situation behind the microphone. The loneliness of a long-distance oaf. This is Oaf Without Borders Radio. Jumpin' JB, the mystery man coming up to rescue you. And in the background, the Raymond Scott Orchestra with In an 18th Century Drawing Room. The name of this piece. This, along with Carl Stallings, two of, they're like the Beatles and the Stones, or James Brown, or Ellington and Armstrong, of cartoon music. And this one of the pieces from the album Reckless Nights and Turkish Twilights, the Raymond Scott Orchestra. Preceding that, people who, when they walked down the street in mid-1960s Texas, could also be labeled as cartoons, similar to Hell's Angels and how dangerous people fled and thought about them when they came to town. 13-floor elevators, except for, you know, what's the crime in eating a lot of acid? Unless they were jumping in your bedroom window while you slept and stealing your gold so that they can afford to buy all that acid. From the first album that they released on AIP Records, the psychedelic sounds of the 13th floor elevators, the piece called Through the Rhythm, Rocky Erickson, again, would have celebrated birthday number 79 today. He was damaged goods from a young age. Not by his own accord, or maybe it was, if you believe the legend and how many drugs they were supposed to have taken. Gregory Isaac in that set. We mentioned him during the music flyby of July 15th with Number One. Gregory Isaac was a love man on the level of Black American artists like Teddy Pendergrass, Al Green, you know, were, women were just throwing panties, roses, anything they could get their hands on, phone numbers at these guys to get a visitation after the show. He was that big in Jamaica. Took that from a four CD set that I bought years and years ago and was looking frantically through all my reggae CDs last night thinking, where's Gregory Isaac? I know I've got stuff by this guy. Couldn't find one. Six sleeves of Jamaican music from the 60s through current, and I couldn't find that. Couldn't find him anywhere. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And there he was. Began the set with music from the Agrolites and that instrumental called Super Atomic from the stellar new record on Pirates Press Albums of that name, and the track called Happiness, the Agrolites. Love me some Agrolites. What a cool band. Free FM? You betcha. Here for a while longer, Retrospect number 736 follows us. Can I name check a couple other shows on this station? How about trying on Precise In Sessions, spelled with a Z, NZ with Ben, A Sonic Youth with Oliva, not of Green Acres, Mr. Douglas, what else? Island Reggae Luau. I don't want to say the same names every week, although they're worthy of praise. Back Porch Bluegrass Retrospect. We name checked those already. Zimbabwe Music Journey. That's back with a vengeance. The Breakfast Shows with Gary and Mike and Kate. We got it going on here. This is a A-plus listening experience. And you want to go to the head of the class, don't you? Sure you do. Music right now. We mentioned Johnny Thunder's birthday today of the New York Dolls. From the second album Sessions, 1974 the year. And this track called Don't Mess with Cupid by David Johansen and the Lads here on the Pale-Faced Parabola Free FM.
We'll be right back. guitars, amps, and Continental organ brings a new sound to guitar music, the wah-wah pedal.
Wah-wah, a new sound from Fox. Wah-wah, listen to the sounds it lets you do. Wah-wah, you can sound like a sitar. Play a groovier guitar.
That's where it starts. I keep her kettle cooking like no one can, 'cause I'm her blue plate special man.
Seen or heard so many bastards in all my life.
Yes, the pages that you just heard turning in the underscore was me getting to my place in the notes. We do a show for ourselves here in the studio at Studio A, and a show for you that you hear over the interwebs. And I got caught with my Irish trousers off on that track. How about if I just shut up and talk to you. I shut up and talk to you. I can the sidebars and move forward with music from Coleman Hawkins, who was one of the saxophone players that changed music in the 1930s. And we heard the track called Bouncing with Bean, which is one of his two nicknames that I know of. And yeah, I can repeat the other one because it's pretty benign. It's called Hawk. Coleman Hawkins, recorded long ago and far away, Bouncing with Bean, from a great collection called Body and Soul, of which he did, I believe, the original version of way back over. Jenny Lewis, she's been around for a while. She was the front woman, and looks-wise, rightly so, in the band Rilo Kiley. She's had a solo career in which she puts on the sexy and makes girl group music. And it's pretty good. It's not my style anymore, but I like it, and I like her. From the album Joyride, released a couple of years ago, her latest record, track called Cherry Baby, which I can hear 60s girl group singing among the other voices in my head. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon did the piece called Blue Plate Special. Now, you know, if you know your music history, that Freddie did Palisades Park, which is a hit, and had one other big hit in the day. And somehow, someway, I have a four CD set. 1960, the year that was recorded, from the album Happy Shades of Blue, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. The MC5, from the album High Time. This was their third and last record for almost 50 years, until Wayne Kramer resurrected the MC5 name for his last album. And then he left our ozone, which means there's no original members left, I don't think, in that band. Track called Gotta Keep Moving, from the, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Gotta Keep Moving. The MC5, Rob Tyner, Fred Sonic Smith, Wayne Kramer, and a lot of those troublemakers. New York Dolls got the set started off from 1974. Who Are the Mystery Girls? We'll squeeze in another quick one or so. Move it to the Mystery Man to end our parabola. A Foamy Mug Raised to you and your ears out there in Radio Land. For any advice, abuse, or comments during the week about this program, or about the big guy who's lounging in the other room while we're working hard in here, 908 914 7582 while we play this one. Now, when I first heard this song, I was like, you can understand the words. This is no good. And I still prefer the Marble Mouth original, but the girl could sing. What? That's not it. That's it.
Thank you. do for one another like the carpet does the floor. But you can't pay for my mistakes, and woman, I can't pay for
some people are so ridiculously gifted, like this one, Nora Jones. Listen to this band she's playing with on this track that is the last one on her album Daybreak from a while ago. Wayne Shorter on sax, John Patitucci on bass, Brian Blade on drums. I'm here to tell you, if I may be so bold, that is a modern day jazz supergroup. And this is a great record. I listened to it last week while we were off, thinking, yeah, you know, I haven't put it on in a while. Shame on me. To close out the show, Moby Grape with Peter Lewis, who we mentioned before, blew out the candles on July 15th, today. And a track called If You Can't Learn From My Mistakes, which I'll send out from myself to the world, since I make plenty of them. And Linda Ronstadt, Peter Lewis celebrating a birthday today. Linda Ronstadt also turned 80 today. Her version of the Stones' Tumble and Dice. Do you see what I mean about being able to understand the words? It's like, oh, that's what he was saying? Well, somebody else has got something to say, and he is on microphone number 2 right here, right now, as we prepare to bring you the gift of retrospect number 736. But first, we got work to do, and we're going to the British Isles tonight. And the man behind me, directly behind me, is going to elaborate about why. Mystery man, sign in, please.
We are, let me check this. We are going to hear something from Wales. That inscrutable language of Welsh. And it features the kind of vocalizations that you hear in a lot of folk music, wordless vocalizing. You hear in a lot of different cultures. And there must be a word for that you music majors might know. Let us know if you know.
Yes, 908-914-7582 to text us here during the week, and I'll be sure to pass only the praise text to the mystery man and spare him if there's any negative reaction to what we're about to hear. Have you sussed out the title of this record yet?
It's Isle à Jenner, which looks like French, but I'm not sure why a Welsh band would be using a French title.
Well, it looks intimidating is what it does. So with that, now that you've intimidated me, it's time to hide behind our operations manager at Free FM, the man who keeps the transmitter on, Phil Gray, and the Retrospect Show. And we close with this from that band just described. And, well, I'm here to tell you, we'll be here and back to love you long time in 7 days. us two burly mofos. In that time, you can bone up on your Welsh and see what comes out of it. I almost guarantee you'll pronounce it wrong.
McGinny Mark Glass and Tully Akintuski and with McGinn Mark and she have a TV.
Fada little little la.
Fada little little la.
Fada little little la.
Gap glas y last o fy legion sydd y llyn smart gyfer per y bechgen
Fad-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-a-lid-
Mae gen i het silk y siop a fyr hwn ddi frisyn i fawr y sofrin yn dal i
Lili wen mach yn cuddio yn y gloddian yn hwytho yn y nos i meid i fysgiddio
FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.